now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I think you're going to enjoy this program. I'm going to talk about something very important. I'm going to talk about belief. Belief is so important. And along with belief, of course, faith, hope. Faith and hope. Very, very important. Now, and then I want to tell you about a new book that I wrote. Really, really wonderful new book. But first, let's talk about belief. I began talking about belief last week, and I said that it's very important. And I said that human beings all need to believe in something. Now, right there you have proof. There, ladies and gentlemen, you have proof that we humans are not risen apes or, you know, risen from the slime, as in, evolution. There's something completely different about humans, and it is this. We need belief. If you look at squirrels and bunny rabbits and raccoons, they don't need belief. They don't need something to believe in or to hope for. They just live each moment like animals. See, and they're perfectly happy without having to believe in something. But we humans, we need something to believe in. See? In other words, the way we act, you know, depends on what we believe. See, if somebody says vaccines are safe, then you will act much differently than if you believe someone who says that vaccines are not safe. If you believe the theory of how vaccines are supposed to have worked, then you will act quite differently than if you doubt that theory because you saw where they don't work as they are said to supposed to work. See? So we need something to believe in. Likewise, of course, religion. See? Even the atheists believe in something. They believe there is no God. See? So they believe something, and what they do in life is dependent upon what they believe. If you go to one person and that person says, well, you need to have this and this done to your car, or you need this and this operation, or you should do such and such, or you should take such and such a course. See? Well, do you believe that person or not? If you believe that person, you'll do what he says. If you don't believe him, you won't do it. And you might say, well, I go and do research on my own. Well, okay, so you do research. What, on the internet? So you go to internet or Consumer Reports or wherever you go, Kelly Blue Book or whatever you do. Do you believe what they say? Who do you believe? You see what I mean? You see how important belief is? Your mom said your dad was no good. Well, was your dad really no good? See? Maybe not. So do you believe her? Undoubtedly you do. But you see what I mean? Belief is so important. Now, if belief is important for humans, then it means we're somehow different. Because like I said, animals don't need belief. Okay? So belief is important. What you believe in, what you believe into, is important. It makes a difference. See, now a lot of us have conflict and confusion and we worry and fear and doubt because we don't know what to believe. We're confused. See, we're confused. We're not sure. See, we have our doubts. We have our suspicions. See, but then other people are very sure. See, and they live their life. They never miss a beat. They seem perfectly content with everything that they do because they believe, they mindlessly believe into some leader, some guru, some philosophy, some cause. See? They never question it. They're the true believers that Eric Hoffer talked about. See? They believe. And if you try to disabuse them of what they believe in, why, they will denounce you and they will argue against you and they will become angry. See? So belief is very important. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, they talk about repentance. And I'll just give you a little hint. Part of repentance is having a change of mind. A change of mind about things. Well, I've got you off to a good start, and I shall be right back with this important announcement.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is Ask Roland. We're talking about belief today. This is part two. It'd be nice for you to listen to last week's program on the archives, either at my website, coachroland.com, or at kcaaradio.com. Listen to last week's program about belief. This is a continuation. So what you believe in is very important. Now, I say that there is something into which you can believe that is basically infallible, that will be that is a protection and a guide, will steer you straight, you'll never go wrong, and you'll be able to be sure about things that you now wonder about, things that you're not sure about. Before I go into that, I just want to say that if you're a young person, for example, it's okay not to know for sure. It's okay to be uncertain. It's unsure to wait and say, well, I'm not really sure, and wait until you do know. See, that is honest, and that's healthy. It's much better to wait and not be sure. See, some people say this and some people say that, and you say, well, I'm not sure. I'm waiting until I see clearly for myself, which is the way. That's very, very good. Because, like I said, you have some people that mindlessly believe into something. They believe something, and then they mindlessly believe it forever. And even when it's shown to be wrong, when it's rubbed in their nose, when they have the evidence right in front of them, they still won't believe. They manage to doubt the evidence right in front of them. So you can see that's not good. And so when it comes to things like God and the purpose of life, the meaning of life, salvation, these type of things, see, what you believe is very, very important. And I also want to say that there's a way of believing into what is true that is good for you, and a way that's believing into what is true that is not good for you. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let me start to tell you the bottom line, where this is all going. I say that we all have something called intuition. It's like a gut-level knowing. It's like wordless. You have a hunch. You have a sense. It's called intuition. See? Now, this intuition is very important. They say, you know, they talk about a woman's intuition. Well, we all have intuition. Okay, we all have it, but we lose track of it, we lose touch with it, and in fact we doubt it. And I say that it is actually our intuition into which we ought to believe. Our intuition into what we should believe. I'll give you a very good example to make it clear. It may not be at first clear to you when we're talking about people and groups and causes and theories and philosophies and religion and all that kind of stuff. But here's a very concrete example. Somebody is there, and that person is telling you something, saying some things, or asking you to do something. And he's very believable. He's good. He has a gift of gab. He's a good talker. He's very smooth. He's very clever. But something tells you that he's not trustworthy. Something is wordlessly warning you. Something is cautioning you. See, you just have a sense that he's not being honest. trust that sense, trust that intuition, trust that hunch. Go with your gut. See? Because if you believe his words, see, or you believe him, in the case I've just mentioned, you are doubting your intuition and believing into the words or the personality of that person, you see? And you are misled. You will be misled. Okay? Here come some people, and they want you to get in the car. Some of your friends, they say, hey, let's go party. They say, get in the car. They open the car door. You know, you're walking home from school or something, but you have a sense not to. Something inside wordlessly warns you not to. Something inside wordlessly holds you back. That's your intuition. That is your intuition. You can't say why you know, but you just know that you shouldn't get in that car. Well, if you had gotten in that car, who knows what might have happened? Who knows what might have happened? Something undoubtedly bad would have happened. So by obeying, see, by trusting, by not doubting your intuition, you were safe. Are you with me? All right. Now that's what intuition is, and I say that and it's also common sense. See, it's basic common sense. You just kind of know things, common sense. And the other aspect of intuition is when it kind of wordlessly nudges you in a certain direction. You know, like Mozart, for example, or Einstein or Beethoven. See, they just kind of followed their intuition. Even Moses followed his intuition. He just kind of did what was right. He was moving in a certain direction. There was something planned for him. See, and he didn't know what it was, and he didn't know why, but he just, you know, Einstein just kind of liked math for some reason. He gravitated toward math. And Mozart kind of liked music for some reason. He was following what was right for him. Well, that's what you need to do, is to learn to, once again, follow and trust your intuition. Now, you've doubted it. You've doubted your intuition. Now, let me get to a very important point here, one which I rarely state outright, but I think it needs to be stated. When it comes to religion, you know, people say things. You know, they quote Bible verses, and they preach and they teach and they, you know, they have some dogma, some theory, some ideas that they are pushing on you or telling you about. Maybe they're not pushing you, they're just telling you. But let us take a noble religion like Christianity. Okay, now let's say that you hear what they say, and it sounds kind of nice. You kind of like what they say. See, you kind of like it, but you're not sure. They talk about God, and they talk about Jesus, and about forgiveness, and about salvation, and about love, and patience, and kindness, and they talk about those things, see? And they themselves, they may be very convincing, they may be very nice, and do nice things for you, and help you, and so on. But here's what I say. I say that it's the internal testimony that's the important thing. It's the internal testimony that's not the that is the important thing. I'll tell you more after this announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about belief. My name is Roland. This is the Ask Roland program. This is very good. We're actually talking about religion. We're talking about theology. We're talking about a very deep subject here, and I understand it. And I'm trying to talk about it in such a way to impart understanding to you, and it would be very good if it were imparted. I said it's not what people say, but I said it's the internal testimony that's the important thing. Let me give you an example. You can train, a parrot can be trained to say 1 plus 1 equals 2, or 2 plus 2 equals 4. And eventually the parrot can say 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 1 equals 2. The parrot can be trained to say that. But the parrot will never see that 1 plus equals 2. But the child can see that it does, or the child can see that 2 plus 2 equals 4. See? The child realizes it. He sees it. Aha, I see 2 plus 2 equals 4. And that's why later when you say to the child, well, what's 1001 plus 1? And the child says 1002. Because he sees the answer. You see what I mean? He understands it. He understands it deeply. Now, it's not a very deep concept, but he understands it. And a parrot will never, never, never understand it. So you'll ask the parrot, well, what's it, 1001 and plus 1? The parent won't know. Parrot won't know because he can't see it. Okay? Now, do you see the principle? It's the internal testimony. Inside, you see, you wordlessly know. Now, you see this internal testimony, which we call intuition. It's actually from God. And you could say that God is actually testifying on the inside, or bearing witness on the inside to the fact that he created. See, 1 plus 1 equals 2 is a fact. And it's a fact that God created. He is the creator of everything. He created math. And he made it so that 1 plus 1 equals 2. And within, he wordlessly testifies to that fact so that your soul can see that it's true. See, by intuition, which is from God. Now, on the outside, you can see written on the board or on a piece of paper a 1 and a plus and then a 1 and an equal sign and a 2. Well, there you have it on the outside. That's a fact. See, and that fact bears witness to the Creator. See, those external facts bear witness to the Creator. But you see that the truth actually our Creator, who created. He is the source of truth, and He is the truth. He created the facts. And His bearing witness on the inside to the fact on the outside. See? All right. So now do you understand? Now can you see, perhaps, the danger and what's wrong with mindlessly accepting what other people say, even if they say something very nice and very beautiful, you know, some nice Christian scriptures or something, or they say them, or it's written in a book, even written in the Bible. Those are writings on a piece of paper. See, those are nothing but ink on a piece of paper. But if you read it, see, maybe one day when you read it, the Spirit within will bear witness to what's written on the page, and you will see it. You will, all of a sudden, the shingles will drop from your eyes, a veil will part, and you will see it. I see it. But it's the internal testimony. It's that internal, wordless testimony. You just see that it's true. See? See how beautiful? Or you hear what people say. Kind of goes in one ear and out the other. And so they say some very nice things, but you do not accept and believe those simply because they say them. See, they may, just because they say something nice doesn't mean they're a nice person. So you hear something nice, a nice scripture or a nice religious verse or a nice religious saying or something, you hear it, sounds nice, but you're not sure. You wait until you see for yourself. See, and when you see for yourself, then you believe into that internal testimony. You don't doubt it. See, you don't doubt it. You believe the internal, wordless testimony. It's intuition, and it's from God. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying today's program. We're talking about belief. And I hope you are beginning to see. So when I go out into the world, I begin each day with a little meditation. I become centered. I go out in the world. In the morning, I read a little something. And I read until something clicks, until I see something for myself. And when I see something, well, then that what I saw then becomes a very delicate idea that upon which I can reflect and extrapolate more from it. See, where it's kind of with me all day and I kind of see it again and again. See, or perhaps I sit down at the computer and do a little bit of writing. See, so then my ideas flow from that insight. The insight came from intuition. So what it was something inside. See, my intuition from God was kind of highlighting something on the page. Now, other times I can read a page, nothing. I go open the Bible, read something, nothing. Read, nothing, nothing, nothing. Other times I open it up and look at a verse and, oh my goodness, I see it because of the internal testimony. Well, you see, this intuition is from God. And this intuition from God, see, if you trust it and don't doubt it, and you believe it, remember what I said about there you are, and there's some kids there, they open the car door and pull up and say, hey, get in, let's go have a good time, but something inside wordlessly says no, it holds you back, it restrains you, it wordlessly says not to go. See, if you trust that intuition, you'll be safe. See, so likewise, when you hear some people say some things about God or about religion or about whatever, you hear what they say and you wait until you see for yourself, okay? And, you know, you wait forever if necessary until you see for yourself. Now, see how that works? But now can you see how a person could become... Well, I'm going to go take it one more step. But I think I'll leave it at that for the time being. So I hope you understand now that it's the internal testimony that's the same. Now, some people say, well, what does that mean then? It's just a feely, touchy-feely thing where you just feel something, or every person has their own experience and what works for one person is for another person that works for them and... No, not at all. Because I say that our intuition from God is common to all of us. See, I say that all people of goodwill, whether they be Arab or whether they be from, England or Scotland or Saudi Arabia or Japan or Finland or Bolivia, see, whether they're from, whether they're an American Indian or Filipino, or whether they're an African-American person. See, I say that common sense, that intuition, is common to all people. And people of goodwill looking upon the same thing can see the same thing. In other words, if I had a nice man from Saudi Arabia with a good heart, and a nice person from Bolivia, and a nice lady from Korea, and they saw somebody being cruel to a child, they would all see that someone is being cruel to the child, and they would see that it's wrong. They would see that there's something not right about it. And other people would come along and say, oh, no, it's not cruelty at all, blah, blah, blah. They would not be swayed by those words because they see that it's cruelty. You see what I mean? So I say that it's universal. Intuition is universal. It's from God. And it's the most important, it's the most wonderful gift that we have. Animals have instinct. They do not have intuition. We have intuition. And when you trust your intuition, when you learn to find it, when you learn to be still and find it, and you trust it and don't doubt it, it becomes your guide and a very present help in time of trouble.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
I hope you enjoyed today's program, ladies and gentlemen. I never did get a chance to tell you about my new book, but maybe I'll tell you next time. Please go to CoachRoland.com. That's CoachRoland.com. Or you can go to CommonSenseCounseling.org. That'll work. Take you to the same place. You can check out our meditation, some of the books I've written. Look at some of my blogs. There's a lot of wonderful information there, and most of it is free. And that's what I encourage you to do. And so until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.